What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The task of finding flood victims continues, and we're hearing more stories about the heroes and the lives they saved.
They rescued people out of vehicles. They rescued people out of homes that were already flooding, pulling them out of windows.
That's when they started screaming even louder, "Hey, we're home! We're in here! We're in the home! We're in the home!" And two men said, "Okay, we'll get you out."
It's an all hands on deck. Everybody we got are out here, but also we have an additional 2,000 plus people helping us.
We are committed to helping others.
At least 119 people have died. The search continues for at least another 160. That's just in Kerrville alone. Chris Fox has been in Kerrville all week and kicks off our team coverage.
Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring called this a story of tragedy and of heroes.
The recent numbers reported break my heart, and they break the heart of everyone up here. Everyone who's been working since July the 4th.
In Kerr County alone, they've recovered the bodies of 59 adults and 36 children, 5 girls and 1 counselor from Camp Mystic among the missing. Kerrville Police Sergeant Jonathan Lamb spoke of the heroics of his fellow officers that fateful morning.
They rescued people out of vehicles, out of homes that were already flooding, pulling them out of windows.
In Kerrville, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're going to hear much more about this hero story coming up at 5:10. Kerr County partnering with different agencies from around the state and in Mexico to go through the debris that choked areas in and around the Guadalupe River.
These areas are where a lot of this debris is bottlenecked, so it's a lot of large trees, it's a lot of the vehicles, it's a lot of home structures have built up in these areas.
They also do not want people to try and clear debris on their own because there could be victims inside. Police are telling residents that want to clear the debris, don't use heavy equipment unless they've actually been able to check it out by a search party. Special session agenda is set in Austin, and believe it or not, flood warning systems are top of mind.
Governor Abbott has identified 18 items he wants addressed. 2 deal with both flood warning systems and flood emergency communication. He also wants relief funding for the Hill Country and to streamline rules and regulations to speed preparedness for and recovery from any natural disasters. Other items on the agenda include eliminating the STAR test, cutting property taxes, protecting the unborn, and protecting women's privacy in sex-segregated spaces. The issue that had the lieutenant governor and governor butting heads will also be worked on, regulating hemp and THC products. The special session is set to start up on July 21st. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas cops kill a man just east of Fair Park.
Officers arrived here near St. Charles and Fairview Avenue on the other side of I-30 from Tennyson Golf Course to reports of a man kicking doors while holding a knife to his neck. Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
Officers then used less than lethal force to try to stop the man. Officers gave more loud verbal commands The man advanced towards the officers.
And that is when Como says officers opened fire. No officers were hurt. The case is now being handled by the Dallas County DA's office and the Oversight Committee. In Old East Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Time to make your reservations to eat out and help out a couple of great causes. It's DFW Restaurant Week. The KRLD Afternoon News is going to be live at the Culinary Dropout in the Design District in Dallas tomorrow from 3 to 7. And with DFW Restaurant Week Reservation Day. Restaurant Week benefits Lena Pope and the North Texas Food Bank. We're joined by Sarah Elmore Burns from the North Texas Food Bank in the KRLD Zoom Room. So a lot of people have moved into the area and really don't know much about this, about how this works.
So DFW Restaurant Week is one of the community's largest and oldest fundraisers. We're now in our 29th year. And by dining out and enjoying a fabulous meal, you can help benefit Lena Pope Home and North Texas Food Bank.
It's pretty simple, too. And all you have to do is kind of make reservations at a particular restaurant. They've got a menu that you can pick from. It's really simple.
It's really simple. You just go to dfwrestaurantweek.com. The website makes it super easy. You can filter by types of food, neighborhood, and then these participating restaurants are offering selected menus at different times of the day at different price points, and 20% of those meals, those profits go to Lena Pope and North Texas Food Bank.
And this is just an incredible way to find new restaurants that you might not have looked at because maybe they're too expensive or something, but you actually get to test this kind of fabulous foods out.
Right. You can, experience fine dining at places where maybe a normal meal out might just be out of your price point. There's a great offering of higher end restaurants that are offering meals at $99. So it's a great way to try a new restaurant or revisit a longtime favorite.
What has Restaurant Week meant to the North Texas Food Bank?
So Restaurant Week is truly one of our largest fundraisers, and every dollar donated to the food bank provides three meals. And we are in a climate of where we are seeing lots of our neighbors who are food insecure that are coming to pantries and the food bank more often than ever before. And with changing cuts to the SNAP benefits program, we need our neighbors' help now more than ever.
And Reservation Day is coming up tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Reservation Day is the day where reservations open up for Restaurant Week, which is now more than 1 week. It's several weeks throughout August. And so tomorrow, July 10th, is the first day that you can make reservations for Restaurant Week.
So do you also find that people being involved with Restaurant Week also helps you to find volunteers and people that want to do more for the North Texas Food Bank?
Yes, always. It's a great opportunity for us to increase awareness about the food bank and the work that we do, and how the community can stay involved and be engaged. It also introduces the food bank to new restaurants and proprietors that we may not have known before as well.
That's Sarah Elmore Burns from the North Texas Food Bank. Don't forget the KRLD Afternoon News. We're going to be live at the Culinary Dropout in the Design District tomorrow from 3 to 7 for DFW Restaurant Week Reservation Day. Come on out.
KRLD's Chris Fox has been covering this. He is still in Kerrville. He joins us right now live. They're saying 161 still missing. And to our point, Chris, there can't be any hope for it's been 5 days, right?
I think we're in day six.
Yeah.
We're looking at an uptick, eight more deaths from 87 yesterday to 95 in Kirk County. And that is, it's just, what's amazing is we keep using numbers, and you have to, I understand, but these aren't numbers. And I think that was kind of the theme of today's press conference, was twofold. Just a story of tragedy, and it's a story of heroes. And we did hear some of those heroic stories from Kerrville Police Department, Sergeant Jonathan Lamb telling the stories of his colleagues. And And it's just, you know, remembering that these are people is just overwhelming.
So how big is this search area? We were hearing different numbers, but it's definitely grown a lot larger in the last day or so.
Yeah, if you're looking just from Hunt, which is where near Camp Mystic, all the way down through Comfort, you're looking like 40, 50 miles. I've heard anywhere from 60 to 100 miles.
Wow.
What's amazing is to understand the current and the height of the water and how far things, that's a lot of the talk in Kerrville as we stand there on the bluffs overlooking the Guadalupe, how cars got over five different dams, spillways, and ended up 20 miles down the river. I mean, it's just...
I don't mean to be morbid, but who knows how far downstream they may be finding bodies for months, maybe years to come.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that came out yesterday after Governor Abbott's number of 161 was people I spoke with saying that they thought this would perhaps be over in days or maybe a couple of weeks. And now we're looking at perhaps significantly longer and a much bigger effort, because for a long time, for days, we were kind of and given the idea that we're talking about 20 missing, 40 missing, I think it was the height, 45 was the biggest number I saw. And then to triple that in a day is just something that the people here are still trying to grapple with.
I know that the sirens situation has come up a lot and that we're probably going to see some action on these sirens being installed during the special legislative session. What are you hearing from people on the ground? Is that something that they're needing? They wanted.
It's really mixed reviews on that one. A lot of people have told me that these flooding situations in this area specifically happened so fast that they didn't think that the siren system would be effective. That being said, the only town in the area that had one was Comfort, Texas. And I believe we've yet to see a casualty out of there. So then again, you know, that's misleading as well, because you're also talking about further downriver where they had time and it wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning by the time the waters got there. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, especially since in the most recent legislative session, House Bill 13 would have sunk about $500 million into emergency tactics like, you know, sirens. And it was originally drafted to help up in North Texas after the wildfires. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, that bill died in the Senate, and hearing Governor, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talk so much about we're going to make this happen. It's nice to see that it will happen.
Good enough. Chris, appreciate it. Thank you so much. KRLD's Chris Fox. He is still in Kerrville.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.